This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the Syrian conflict that began in 2011. In Afghanistan, preliminary results from September's election show incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes. Ghani's top challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, who currently shares power with him in a unity government, finished second with nearly 40% of the vote. In a statement on Sunday, Abdullah's office says he does not accept the preliminary results and the commission has failed to tackle election fraud. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to speak at a rally for his Hindu Nationalist Party today. This follows another day of violent clashes between police and protesters demonstrating against a new citizenship law that excludes Muslims. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy, sentencing him to death for allegedly spreading anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz has been held for 6 years, awaiting trial since he was arrested in 2013 for allegedly displaying blasphemous content while a visiting university lecturer in the city of Multan. Defense attorney Abdul Ahad disagrees with the verdict.
Today, decision is totally condemnable and decision is baseless.
A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it is stopping that work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipelay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump's signing of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020 not only created a new space force, but a new national park. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Herbert Hoover established White Sands National Monument in southern New Mexico on January 18, 1933. To preserve the white sands and additional features of scenic, scientific, and educational interest. Those include the world's largest gypsum dune field and collection of fossilized footprints from the Ice Age. According to that 1933 declaration, the park tells more than 10,000 years of human presence, all while providing memorable recreational opportunities. And today it's the White Sands National Park, the 62nd so designated in the National Park System. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade pact. The Phase One deal was announced earlier this month as part of a bid to end the months-long tit-for-tat trade war between the world's two largest economies. The Boeing Starliner spacecraft will return to Earth today. The capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after launch and was unable to dock with the International Space Station. All efforts are now focused on ensuring the Starliner touches down in White Sands, New Mexico, without any problems. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com or for news at the touch of a button, download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.